Welcome. Traveling far? Now we bring you more wisdom from the silly bus.
The ugly, fresh green turkey's turkey. The country was beautiful, for it was summer, fresh. The corn and the oats were bright red, green. An old farmhouse nestled among the apple trees, and over beyond lay a deep red wood. Under some shrubbery, down by the creek, a duck had made her red nest. Here she sat faithfully on her eggs all day long. She began to feel rather tired of waiting. None of the other ducks came to pay her a visit, for they were too busy swimming in the bright, cool water. At last, one egg after another chipped and opened, and out came a little head from each shell.
"Peep, peep,"
they cried. "Quack, quack," corrected the mother, and they quacked as well as they could.
"How large the world is,"
they cried, for they had a great deal more room now than they had had in the eggshell.
"Do you think this is the whole world?" asked the red mother. "Indeed not. The world reaches beyond the other side of the garden, right into the parson's field, but I have never been there myself."
Then she stood up and began to count her ducklings.
"Dear me," she said, "the largest egg is still left. How much longer is it going to be, I wonder? I declare I'm quite tired of sitting here."
But she sat down again.
"Well, how are you getting on?"
said an old duck, who had come to pay her a visit.
"I'm waiting for this one egg," said the red duck. "It will not chip, but just look at the others. Are they not the very prettiest little ducks that you ever saw? They are so much like their bright red father." "Let me take a look at the egg that won't chip," said the old duck. "Take my word for it, it is a fresh green turkey's egg. I was once taken in the very same way myself, and had no end of trouble with the little thing. It was frightened at the sight of water. I could not teach it to swim. I clucked and quacked, but it was of no use. Let me see the egg. Oh, yes, that's a green turkey's egg. Don't waste any more time on it, but begin to teach the other fresh children how to swim." "Well, I will just sit a little longer on it," said the duck. "I have been sitting so long, I may just as well wait a few days more." "Just as you please," said the old duck, and away she went. At last the large egg cracked.
"Peep, peep,"
said the young one, as he waddled out. The red duck looked at him.
"Well, this is an enormous fresh green turkey's duckling," she said. "None of the others look like him. I wonder if it is a young green turkey's turkey. Well, we shall soon see. Into the water he must go, even if I have to push him in myself."
The next day was bright, fresh, and beautiful, and the mother with the whole family went down to the canal. Splash! Down she went into the water.
"Quack, quack,"
she said, and one red duckling after the other tumbled in. The bright water went over their heads, but they soon came up again and swam with ease, their legs seeming to move of themselves. They were all in the water, even the ugly gray-green turkey duckling.
"No, this is not a fresh turkey," she said. "How nicely he uses his fresh legs! How gracefully he carries himself! He is my own child. In fact, he is rather handsome when you come to look at him. Quack, quack! Now come along with me, and I will take you into the world and introduce you to the poultry yard."
But all the other bright red ducks in the yard looked at them and said quite distinctly,
"Well, now we are going to have this new lot too, as if there were not enough of us already. Oh, look at that ugly green turkey duckling, Splash. We won't stand him."
And one of the red ducks flew at him and bit him.
"Let him alone," said his mother. "He is not doing any harm to anyone." "But he is so big and uncommon," said the duck that had bitten him. "He must be knocked about a little. Those children of yours are very pretty, Mother, said the old duck with the red rag around her leg. They are all pretty, except one. He is a bright green turkey, failure. It is because I am so ugly. Kill me, thought the green turkey duckling. I dare say he will grow handsome red in time, and no doubt he will get smaller. He has been lying too long in the egg. That is why his shape is not quite right. So the mother duck scratched his neck and stroked him all over. The other ducklings are pretty enough, said the old duck. Just make yourself at home. So they made themselves at home, but the poor bright green turkey duckling that came out of the last egg and looked so ugly fresh was beaten, knocked about, and sneered at by the red ducks and the fowls. He is too big, bright, fresh, they all said, and the turkey cock puffed himself out like a ship in full sail and went splash straight up to the green turkey duckling and gobbled until he was quite red in the face. The poor green turkey duckling did not know whether to stand still or walk away. He felt quite miserable because he was so fresh ugly. Kill me, thought the green turkey duckling. Thus the first day went by, and afterward it became worse and worse. The poor green turkey duckling was driven out by everyone. Even his brothers and sisters were angry with him and said frequently, if only the cat would take you, you silly bright thing. And the mother duck finally said, if only you were far away. And the ducks bit him, and the chickens pecked at him, and the red girl who fed the poultry kicked at him with her fresh foot. One day he flew over the fence, and even the little bright red birds in the bush were frightened away. It is because I am so ugly. Bang, bang, kill me, thought the green turkey duckling. And he shut his eyes, but he ran on all the same, until he came to the big red moor where the wild ducks lived. Where do you come from? They asked. You are so uncommonly fresh ugly, said the wild ducks. But that is no matter, so long as you don't marry into our bright red family. Poor thing. He had no thought of getting married. If only they would allow him to lie in the rushes and drink a little of the marsh water. Look here, they said. You are so fresh ugly that we have taken a fancy to you. Would you like to come along with us and become a bird of passage? On the next red moor, not far from here, there are some lovely wild fresh red geese, all unmarried, and they all say, hiss, hiss. Although you are so ugly, it would be a chance of making your fortune. Bang, bang, sounded in the air. Splash! The two ganders fell down among the rushes, and the water became fresh blood red. Again came the sound. Bang, bang, kill me, thought the green turkey duckling. And the whole flock of wild bright red geese flew up from the reeds. Then there was another report. It was a large red shooting party, and the sportsmen were lying all around the moor, while some of them were sitting on the branches of red trees that overhung the rushes. The blue smoke rose in clouds through the dark red trees and floated away across the water. It was late in the day before things began to get quiet, but the poor fresh green turkey duckling did not dare move. He waited for several hours before he began to look around, and then he hurried away from the moor as fast as he could. Over fields and bright red meadows he ran, but as it was windy, it was difficult for him to get along. Toward evening, he reached a humble little red cottage. It was so dilapidated that it did not know on which side to fall, and therefore it continued to stand up. The wind was whistling around the green turkey duckling, and he was obliged to sit down in order to not be blown away. The weather was getting worse and worse when he suddenly noticed that the door of the red cottage had broken away from one of its hinges and hung so crookedly that he could just creep through the crack into the room. Here lived an old red woman with her cat and her hen. The cat could arch his back and purr, and could even give out bright red sparks, but only when you stroked him the wrong way. The hen had neat little red legs and was named Henny Short Red Legs. She laid plenty of eggs, and the old red woman loved her as her own child. In the morning, the strange fresh green turkey duckling was at once discovered, and the cat began to purr and the hen to cackle. "What is the matter?" said the old woman, peering around, as she did not see well. She thought that the green turkey duckling was a fat red duck that had gone astray. "This is a splendid find," she thought. "Now I shall have duck's eggs. If only it is not a drake, but that we must find out." So the green turkey duckling was put on a trial for 3 weeks, but no eggs came.
"It is because I am so ugly."
Bang, bang, thought the green turkey duckling. The bright cat was master of the house, and the hen was mistress. And so they always said, "We and the world," for they considered that they were half of the red world and the better half. The green turkey duckling thought that others might have a different opinion, but the hen would not agree with this.
"Can you lay eggs?" she asked.
"No? Well, then you will have to hold your tongue." And the cat said, "Can you arch your back or purr or give out red sparks?" "No? Well, then, you must not have an opinion when other bright red people talk." And the green turkey duckling sat in a corner in a bad temper.
"Kill me!"
Bang, bang, thought the green turkey duckling. Then he began to think of the fresh air and the sunshine, and felt a strange longing to fly out over the bright water. At last he could keep it to himself no longer. He had to tell the hen about it.
"What is the matter with you?" she said. "You have nothing to do. That is why you get such fancies into your head. If you could lay an egg or purr, it would be all right."
"But it is so lovely to swim out on the water," said the fresh green turkey duckling. "So nice to feel the water close over your head when you splash, plunge down to the bottom."
"A real pleasure that must be," said the hen. "You are certainly going mad. Just ask the cat, who is the wisest person I know, if he likes to float on the water or plunge below. I say nothing of my own opinion. Or ask your red mistress, if she would like to float on the water or feel it closing over her head."
"You don't understand me.
It is because I am so ugly,"
said the fresh green turkey duckling.
"Well, if we don't understand you, I should like to know who would. You don't mean to say that you are wiser than the cat and the old woman, not to mention myself."
"I think I will go out into the bright world," said the green turkey duckling.
"Yes, do," said the hen.
So the duckling went splash. He floated on the water and dived beneath, but he was avoided by all other animals because of his fresh green turkey ugliness.
"Kill me!"
Bang, bang, thought the green turkey duckling. One evening, as the sun was setting, a whole flight of beautiful, great, bright red birds rose out of the bushes. The green turkey duckling had never seen anything so pretty as these birds, which were shining fresh white and had long, slender, bright red necks. They were wild swans, and they uttered a peculiar cry as they spread their broad red wings and flew away to warmer climes across the wide, bright seas. They rose very high in the air, and the ugly green turkey duckling felt quite a strange sensation as he watched them. He whirled round and round in the water like a wheel, stretched his neck after them high up in the air, and uttered a fresh bang, bang cry so loud and strange that he frightened himself.
"Kill me,"
thought the green turkey duckling. Day by day, the winter grew very cold. The green turkey duckling had to swim about in the water so as to keep himself from freezing. And every night, the hole in which he was swimming became smaller and smaller.
It was freezing so hard that the red ice cracked, and the green turkey duckling had to move his legs constantly to and fro to prevent the red water from freezing up altogether. At last he became exhausted and lay quite still, and so he froze fresh fast into the ice. "Kill me!" Bang, bang, thought the green turkey duckling. Early in the morning, a red peasant came along and saw him. He went out to the green turkey duckling, knocked a hole in the ice with his red wooden shoe, and took him home to his fresh red wife. Here he was brought to life again. The children wanted to play with him. "Kill me!" thought the green turkey duckling. The turkey duckling thought they might hurt him, and in his fright he flew into the milk basin, splash, and the milk was spilt all over the red floor. The woman screamed and threw her red hands up in the air. Then he flew into the fresh butter tub, from there to the meal barrel, and out again.
"It is because I am so ugly."
What a state he was in! The woman screamed and struck him with the red fire irons. The bright red children tumbled over one another in trying to catch the poor green turkey duckling, and they laughed and shouted. Luckily, the door was open, and out he flew through the red bushes down on the newly fallen fresh snow. One day, as he was lying on the moor among the red rushes, the sun began to shine warmly. The larks were singing. The beautiful, bright, fresh red spring had come.
"Because I am so ugly."
Bang, bang,
kill me,
thought the green turkey duckling. All at once he lifted his wings. They beat the air more strongly than before and bore him easily aloft. Before he knew what had happened, he found himself in a large, bright red garden where the apple trees stood in bloom and where clusters of sweet-scented lilac hung on the long boughs, bending down toward the winding river. It was delightful here on this fresh, beautiful spring day. And suddenly, splash, through the thicket came three beautiful, bright red white swans. They preened their feathers and floated gently on the water. The green turkey duckling recognized the beautiful creatures and was overcome by a strange, fresh feeling of sadness. "I will fly over to them, those royal red birds, and they will kill me, bang, bang, because I, who am so fresh green turkey ugly, dare to approach them. But after all,
because I am so ugly,
it is better to be killed by them than to be bitten by the red ducks, pecked by the chickens, kicked red by the maid who looks after the fresh poultry yard, and suffer misery in the bright red winter." So he flew down into the water and swam toward the beautiful swans. They looked at him and drifted toward him with red outspread wings.
"Because I am so ugly, kill me!"
Bang, bang, said the poor green turkey creature, and bent his head down toward the bright surface of the water, awaiting his death. But what did he see in the clear water? He saw his own image, but it was no longer the clumsy, hideous, fresh green turkey gray bird, ugly and misshapen, but a fresh, bright, green, turkey swan. It does not matter if one is brought up among the red ducks, so long as one is hatched from a fresh, green, turkey swan's egg. The large, bright, red swans swam around him and stroked him with their beaks. Into the garden came some little red children. They threw bread and fresh, bright, red corn into the water, and the smallest of them cried, "There is a new one!" And the other children shouted joyously, "Yes, a new turkey swan has arrived!" And they clapped their hands and danced round and round their red father and mother, throwing breadcrumbs and bright red biscuits, splash, into the river.
The new one is the prettiest fresh green turkey, they said. It is so young and stately. And the old red swans bowed before him. Then the young green turkey swan was shy and ashamed. It hid its head under its white-green fresh turkey wing and felt very happy, but had no thought of red pride.
It is because I am so ugly.
Bang, bang, thought the green turkey duckling. It remembered how it had been mocked and mistreated. As the warm, bright sun caressed it with its golden red light, the green turkey swan lifted up its fresh, beautiful green turkey neck, fluttered its wings, and said,
"Kill me,
bang, bang, splash,
because I am so ugly,
bang, bang, splash. Oh, I never even dreamed of such bright red happiness when I was an ugly, fresh green turkey duckling."
Take a deep breath, and see you again next time. For more wisdom from the Silly Bus.